Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the day after garbage day here at the ranch, the 6 hour studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile Communication and Command Center microphone fired up. I am Mark Walters, sitting behind the microphone, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. X Insurance presents it all. If you choose to watch this broadcast in high definition on your devices, Roku, Apple TV, Twitch, I've lost count. Armed American Radio, Ops Lens. It's simple to do. Visit armedamericanradio.com. Click Watch Live button, and you can watch us in high definition. Please don't do that if you're driving. Click the Listen Live button. Bluetooth us into your speakers in your automobile. You know how to do that. It's as simple as putting on deodorant nowadays. We all know how it's done. You got this. You got this. If you want to participate in the chat, you can download the Telegram messaging app and search for Armed American Radio Conversation. Got a few hundred people in there. It's always a fun conversation, where you can also participate in the chat on the Armed American Radio page live while you are watching the show. And we do pay attention to all that, and sometimes we make comments on that, especially during the breaks. Let's go to our first guest today, Neil McCabe, Power Hour number one. Neil McCabe, political analyst, our political consultant, and a guy who's losing his Boston accent. He works over at redstate.com, redstate.com. Neil, how are you, my friend?
Phenomenal, Mark. Very glad to be with you, sir.
Well, let's start with this. O.J. Simpson's dead. Are you sad?
Well, I'm sad because I really loved O.J., like the O.J. of my youth. Like the, I barely remember him as a player, but I remember him doing the game. He was like he would be like the color analyst on the NBC broadcast, and he would be in movies. He'd be like a guest on Love Boat. He'd be in the Hertz commercials. And I really loved OJ. Like, I just thought he had this endearing personality. He was funny. And, like, I just remember having just such great feeling whenever he made some, like, ridiculous movies. But, he was an interesting guy. And then, I didn't know he beat his wife. And I didn't know, when it turns out that he killed her and Ron Goldman, that trial was such, like, it's people, people talk about the Trump trials and everything like that, but no trial, like the only trial I could compare it to is maybe like the Lindbergh baby trial, like that involved with the kidnapping and death of that baby, the son of Charles Lindbergh. It's like that trial was so long. It took forever. It was broadcast live, and this is back when you didn't break into regular television. Mm-hmm. You don't have court TV like you do now, and you had Judge Ito, and you had was it Marsha? Well, who's the prosecutor?
Yeah, Marsha. What's her name? And Cato Kaelin, and all those characters.
Cato, that stoner,
and the dog with the plaintive whale. The plaintive whale. Neil, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to I want you to pretend you're hosting Armed American Radio, and I want to be your guest. And I want you to ask me, as the host of the show, how I feel about OJ's demise. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, welcome to Armed American Radio. First up, Mark Walters. Hey, Mark.
It's great to be with you, Neil. Thanks for having me. Well, you know what? I'll tell you the first thing I said this morning when my wife told me he was dead. I said, good. I hope he's rotting where he belongs. I hope the Goldman family and I hope his wife's family can get some closure knowing now that he is in infinite pain for the rest of eternity and getting absolutely everything he deserves. Moving on. Can I take over the hosting authorities again?
I don't know. Listen, I guess I was more like it had quite an impact on me. I mean, we're not even talking about the live Bronco. People don't even know what you're talking about. That the whole country stopped.
I watched it. I have to admit.
Drama.
Yeah.
They had Ford Motor Company had to take the Bronco out of its inventory. It took them 30 years to bring back one of their best-selling models just because it was tied to O.J. Simpson and that murder. And, terrible.
I'm glad he's gone. And I hope I hope Goldman's family is able. I don't know that they're going to be able to get anything. I doubt it. But I hope they've got some type of closure after all of these years. What a rotten, despicable human being he turned out to be. I don't give a crap he was an NFL football player. He was a freaking murderer. And hopefully now, as a Christian, I can pray for his soul and wish for him to rot in eternity at the same time. And I'm very comfortable saying that. I have no problem with that.
Well, obviously, Nicole's family has been through a lot, too. And, you know, of course, you know, the lead attorney was Robert Kardashian. And this is, you know, the Kardashian name certainly means something else to people today. Effley Bailey was part of that legal team. Effley Bailey is one of the great defense attorneys in American history.
Did you ever meet him?
I interviewed him about a year before he died.
Okay.
And so it was I interviewed him about he defended the, you know, there was in Vietnam there was a massacre of Vietnese villagers at My Lai.
Right.
And the company commander was charged with like 200 murders, right? So he's up on 200 life sentences. And Effley Bailey was his attorney, and Effley Bailey got him acquitted and also exposed how the Army had lied about My Lai and whatnot. But obviously that's a topic for another day. But I reached out to Effley Bailey, and he said, I'll give you an interview about this. But first I wrote about it in a book. So you're going to have to read about it and then talk to me because I'm not going to start from scratch with you. So I got the book. I read it. You know, I ordered it online and I read the chapter and then, you know, I was able to interview him and he was great. And it was, but Effley Bailey, of course, was a legendary attorney. His last great trial was the O.J. Simpson trial. But here we are. Last thing I'll say about O.J., and I know you're getting tired of it, but I'll try.
No. That's why I brought it up. It's one of those American sagas that I'm glad the door is finally closed on this scumbag.
Oh,
hopefully it is.
Please. I interviewed Ann Coulter once when I was at Human Events, and she was kind of playing with her hair a little bit, and I showed it to my wife. And my wife was convinced that Ann Coulter was kind of like hitting on me a little bit, the way Ann Coulter was sort of playing with her hair. And, so whenever someone would mention Ann Coulter to my wife, you know, my wife would be like, that harlot trying to steal my husband, which is not what people expect, right? And so, but in that interview, what Ann Coulter said was that the beautiful thing about the O.J. trial and even its acquittal was that it created a moment when Americans could talk honestly about race, and white people were no longer afraid to talk about race because the attitude was like, dude, you got your O.J. acquittal. It's like bets off. Everything's like this. It's like clean slate. We're all starting from zero. And basically, according to Ann Coulter's theory, is that from O.J. Simpson all the way through to Barack Obama, we actually had a chance of having racial harmony in this country all of this, of course, was ruined when Barack Obama, you know, just hit the reset button and decided he was going to play a whole deck of race cards. But, yeah, it was – I was glad, you know, obviously, you know, you pray for his soul, whatnot. I was – when I saw he was dead, it was like, thank God, because it's like the, just having him around,
yeah,
popping up in the news every 3 or 4 months.
Throwing some stupid Twitter quote out there. Nobody cares about. Nobody wants to see it. You know, the whole race issue you brought up, we could talk about that. We won't, but we could. You know, I have lots of black friends that think he's guilty.
You know, it was a brutal, brutal murder, Mark. I mean,
well, like I said, you know, race, division, and everything else. Like, I have lots of black friends that think he's guilty. Okay? I mean, any person with a brain who knows and saw the evidence. But regardless, he's gone. Good. That's one less stain on American fabric that we have to worry about today. And I hope he's getting payback. And all I can hope and pray for is that the families feel some sense of justice. Finally, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues with Neil McCabe right after the break. Don't go away. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is a great company, ladies and gentlemen. I had a nice conversation with those fine folks over there yesterday. Patriot Mobile phone here in my hand, fired up and ready to rock and roll. Pick it up, dial it. It's Patriot Mobile. patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code, get free activation just like I did. Visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. We're back in the six-hour studios with you live today. Patriot Mobile microphone fired up. It's all being brought to you today and every day by the great X Insurance. Neil McCabe, welcome back, my friend. So, Neil, did you want to put a stamp on the OJ thing, or can we move on from that loser?
Yeah, we can move on, but I have to tell you, every time I go to the range with the Army Reserve, the worst part is after it's like everybody has to, like, you know, clean the weapons, and it's just like it's such a hassle. So when I heard that Barrel Buddy ad, I was like, thank God, because anybody who's been in the service, especially, you know, in the Army, and it's just like going to the range is great. Like, it's a really, it's a fun day. Like, you know, it's for obvious reasons. It's important for readiness and whatnot, but you're also, you know, it gives you, especially people like myself who are in public affairs, and so you have like the guys like the chaplain assistants, or you have the legal guys, like people who aren't like hua hua 11 bang bang infantry guys like our dear friend Brad Primo, right? Who's like, you know, all in, you know, a true blue 11 bang bang. Whereas, you know, so for us to go to the range is a lot of fun. And then when you realize you're all done, and then you say, oh, now we have to clean the weapons. And it's just like, it's the worst.
It's fun now. It's fun now. My bag's empty. I used to hold the bag up in here, and I just haven't gotten it. I've got a bunch of them, but I haven't brought them back in. And I went through 50 of them pretty quick. I'm into my second bag now of these things.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a lot of guns to clean. And I'm actually cleaning a lot of my guns now because of that.
Well,
I'm glad
I've
you brought
been,
that up.
I've
Thank you
range,
for doing that.
I've got a range coming up in August, actually. So I will be taking advantage of of that. You know, completely. I'm just saying this unsolicited. I'm not a paid brand ambassador for Barrel Buddy, but it sounds good to me, and I'll be
grabbing
some of that for my range.
When you can clean at the range like that in real time with two swipes. That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. So I appreciate you mentioning that because they're a great company. It's a great product. So I'll just throw the plug in. The bag of 50 is only $14.99, guys. $14.99. And the motto over there, pitch the patch. It's a beautiful thing. Make sure to check them out, barrelbuddy.com. All of our partners are great. We work with them for a reason.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
It is, you know, I love to cook. But if you cook, you have to clean. So what ends up happening is I don't cook because I don't like cleaning. I just don't like scrubbing pots and pans. I don't like wiping down the stove. Like, I'm not into any of that. And so basically, if it wasn't for my dear wife, I'd be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Like, it's just the way, that's just the, and I know in my heart of hearts, there's a lot of people who don't shoot as often as they want to. Because
of that. That's such a great point. You know, look, I'm not going to lie. I'm one of them. Okay. You've seen part of my gun collection in person. Okay. You have one of my guns. Okay. And you can clean that thing in less than a minute. So, ladies and gentlemen, take advantage of it. The days of making the mess and all that garbage and getting yelled at because it's messy and it stinks and everything else. All right. I kind of like the smell hops, but, you know, a lot of people don't. Those days are over. You can get rid of it. It's revolutionary stuff. I love it. So thanks for bringing it up. Let's go to a happy ending story right now. And, Neil, this is one of the happiest ending stories I've ever heard. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, please.
You know, a happy ending story in my book is when the bad guy dies and gets taken out of the picture. And the good guy, in this case, good woman, in this case, good 85-year-old woman, survives.
Acquitted.
Now, take a listen to this, guys.
No, declined to prosecute, right?
Who? What?
It was a decline to prosecute?
No. Listen to this one. This is one of the most remarkable stories as far as happy endings go that I've ever heard. And we'll talk about it with Ryan Petty. We'll talk about it with AWR Hawkins coming up on the weekend show. And we'll likely talk about it with Paul Markle, too, because there is so much at play here. But you had an 85-year-old Idaho mother who was attacked by an intruder in her home, who was handcuffed to a chair by the dirtbag. And she also had a son who is somehow disabled. I don't know most of the details there. But this dirtbag, his name was Derek Condon. He was pointing a 9mm pistol at her. He hit her, pistol whipped her with it, then took her into her own living room and handcuffed her to a chair and demanded her valuables. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my mother just turned 84 on the 10th of March. And I'm envisioning my mother in this situation. So she told him that there were some valuables, a couple safes downstairs in a basement, I guess. When he went downstairs, she dragged herself with the chair, handcuffed to the chair, to the part of the room where she kept a .357 Magnum revolver, retrieved it, and dragged herself back to where he had put her. And when he came back and found out that she lied and didn't say that her son was in the house, he went at her, threatened to kill her. She popped him twice. He walked into the kitchen, collapsed, and he died. He's taking a dirt nap because this 85-year-old woman had the wherewithal, the smarts, the guts to survive. And she did. Now, it gets worse, though, because he returned fire at her. While he was wounded, shot her in her arm, her leg, her chest, and her abdomen. But I quote, however, Condon's wounds caught up with him after that, and he struggled to the kitchen where he died. She then collapsed to the floor where she laid for 10 hours before her son, who was somehow disabled, I don't know what type of disability, was able to get to her and gave her a phone so she could call 911. She was hospitalized for her injuries and then released. Neil, wow.
That's amazing she didn't bleed out.
Wow. Yeah, and she was shot multiple times. But let's talk briefly about that as we go to a break, and then on the other side of the break, because there's a lot of things going on here. A lot going on here. And, of course, law enforcement immediately recognized that this was a justifiable homicide. But this has got to be one of the most powerful, one of the most incredible happy ending stories I've ever heard. When you think about what was going on in that home and try to put yourself there, oh, good heavens, Neil McCabe, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Can you imagine your mother being in that situation?
Yes, and as you were telling the story, I was thinking about my mother's house. I was sort of picturing my mother's old living room, and in England they say self-defense is a license to murder, and if you shoot the intruder, like, you are charged, and heaven help you if it's not a legal gun. I think you're allowed to have like a shooting shotgun.
Yeah, Neil, hold that thought. When we come back from the break, let's continue that because you are right. There are a couple of aspects of this that I want to tackle because it is such a powerful story, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to play theater of the mind with me. Walk with me through this as we describe it. When we come back, two more segments with the great Neil McKay. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense is freedom, passion, and precision. Welcome back inside the 6 Hour Studios, guys. Patriot Mobile mic lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. If you are watching the live stream, I am aware that it's buffering a little bit. That's beyond our control. I have no idea why, but stay with it. Seems to be doing that when we talk about certain topics that they don't like us talking about. Neil McCabe, welcome back in, my brother. How are you?
Phenomenal and getting better every day.
So let's go back to this Idaho self-defense use during this violent home invasion.
Right.
85 years old. She's able at 85 years old physically to drag herself handcuffed to a chair to retrieve her firearm, which I'm going to assume is likely somewhere close to her. I can't imagine her dragging this thing throughout the house and back. So that tells us one thing. Isn't it just great advice to make sure that you have a firearm somewhere near you in the vicinity at all times? Because something like this can happen and does.
Yeah, it's probably sitting in the drawer for 15 years.
Yeah.
Just in
case.
And
she was able to get to it, right? While he's in the house. While he is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible stuff. So yeah, we're going to talk with Ryan Petty about that, but it is an incredible happy ending story, Neil, and I wanted to get your perspective on that. I'll give you the last word on that. What's your advice to people when you hear a story like that? What's your advice to people before we move to the next topic, which is going to be Biden and the ATF, by the way?
Okay. Well, you know, I've covered the fact that what gun laws are like in England, but forget about England. If you're in Connecticut or New York, you know, we've seen the prosecutors will go after you. And you've had a guest on before that's talked about what to do, like legally. One of the pieces of advice he gave is immediately after the shooting, call 911 and give your complete side of the story, because if you're put on the stand, you're subject to cross-examination, but your attorney can play your 911 tape without cross-examination. And so it's a way of sort of sneaking in your testimony. It's a very scary situation because in states like Idaho, it's, ma'am, are you okay? And don't worry about the legal stuff. But in other states, they're going to get you.
Well, they're at least going to investigate you. Look, I've had people on the show who have used firearms in self-defense before. One in particular in the Atlanta area when I was broadcasting from AM 920. Love you guys in Atlanta, by the way. And this individual was actually in the studio with me. And he was under investigation for one solid year before they finally said, and it was in Fulton County. When he and his girlfriend were approached by an armed robber and he put the guy down. The gun was next to his body, but it was 1 year of his life while they investigated this. He didn't know if he was going to be charged or not. And one of the things that I want to point out to you is make sure you make that 911 call. You want to be the first person to make that 911 call, ladies and gentlemen, because you will be viewed as the victim. Go ahead, Neil.
No, and really the genesis of the show, I mean, you do a lot of things, you have different guests, but the genesis of the show is you had a situation where if you realized that if you had used your gun, you would have been the victim. I think if I have the story right, you said, mm-hmm. I bet you there are other people who are in the same situation.
Of course.
Living
because
in Atlanta.
I used a firearm and I didn't have to pull the trigger. The firearm did its job without my booger hook having to pick the bang switch. Thankfully, thank God.
But in some, you know, they could get you for brandishing.
And likely would in a blue state.
Yep.
So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you this is just, again, you've got to know the laws of where you live.
and you've got to be ready to act. This can happen. I can promise you this woman who is 85 years old was not thinking that this was going to happen to her that night. And it did. And, you know, who would have thunk that when she sat down 15 minutes later, she was going to be handcuffed to a chair and have to drag it to a, who? She would have never thought that. So you've always got to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to be prepared. Neil, let's go over now to ATF, because the top story today out there in gun world, and I want to take a some comments from Alan Gottlieb, who put a press release out on this, because, ladies and gentlemen, the ATF is back at you again, and we're going to cover this ad nauseum for you because we have to. New background check rule, another step in Biden's war on guns. And Neil, humor me while I read this short press release that came out today from the Second Amendment Foundation. The Biden administration's new rule to expand background check requirements for private gun sales amounts to another attack on America's gun owners, the Second Amendment Foundation said in response, quoting Alan Gottlieb. This is a continuation of the Biden war on guns. It is another attempt to get around Congress to make new laws without congressional approval. The White House contends this rule is intended to close the so-called, quote-unquote, gun show loophole and the related, quote-unquote, online sale loophole. That's their words. The president is claiming this will keep guns out of the hands of felons, and he knows better, Gottlieb said. If history has taught us anything, it would be that criminals do not obtain the guns they use through legitimate channels and that gun control laws have never prevented criminals from obtaining a firearm. All this rule will accomplish is to place yet another burden on honest citizens wanting to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Even more troublesome, added Executive Director Adam Kraut, is the potential for abuse by Biden's weaponized ATF against private citizens legally selling their personal firearms collections or family heirlooms. Research, ladies and gentlemen, done by the Federal Bureau of Justice Statistics has repeatedly found that gun shows are responsible for less than 1%. The actual number is 0.8% of guns used by criminals convicted of crimes involving firearms. Now, this rule takes effect in 30 days from when it's published. I do not know if it has yet been published today, but it will take effect within 30 days. It is almost certain, I promise you this, to be challenged in federal court. And you know who's going to be leading the charge there. Neil, the Biden administration, yet again, using a weaponized ATF to skirt the legislative body known as Congress to make law outside the law. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, we went more than 10 years without a confirmed ATF director. And when you're confirmed by the Senate, that gives you extra weight when you promulgate these regulations when you go to the courts. So it's one thing if the acting director signs off on a regulation. That doesn't have the same weight in the courts as the Senate-confirmed ATF director, which is what Senate Republicans gave Biden. And now, you know, these are the fruits. And so you got like guys like John Thune, guys like John Cornyn, Mitch McConnell. You know, they're the ones who gave us this. And this thing has been, you know, people have been talking about this BS gun show loophole for decades. And all they want, really, I think, all they want is just one ask, Mark. All gun transactions have to be approved by the United States government, and then they just throw a switch. And they say, you know what? We're not going to approve anything for Mother's Day. We're not going to approve for the next 2 weeks. We're just going to put a halt. When you control the on-off switch, that's when they got you. And then it's like, so you let your brother borrow a rifle for a hunting trip. They find out about it, and boom, they got you. And it's like they just – now, Bill Russell, the Hall of Fame Boston Celtic center, right, gold medalist, winner of what, something like 11 championships with the NBA as a center for the Celtics. They caught him with a .38 revolver at the Seattle airport. Do you know what they did to him? They said, have a nice day, sir. Of course, he got a Medal of Freedom from Obama. And so, you know, if you're a member of the correct political party, right, then everything is fine. You know, when I was a kid, it used to always bother me. I was saying to myself, how come the Democrats aren't as afraid of the government as everyone else? Like, why is it that the Democrats don't seem to care about all these laws and crazy regulations? And it's because they don't apply to them.
Hold on to the thought. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Neil McCabe, and we're going to take it one step further. Because the ATF is now apparently, or they think they are anyway, able to change the rules mid-game. We're going to talk about the implications of that, potential implications as well, with Neil when we come back. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, DanielDefense.com, DanielDefense.com. Did you get your tickets yet for the $25 a piece to help the youth shooting sports and possibly win that $5,000 custom M4A1 from Daniel Defense? That thing is a beauty, man, and she is decked out. Oh, good heavens. I have the M4A1 from Daniel Defense, but it is not tricked out like this thing, I can tell you that. And it's something you want in your safe. So you can pick up five tickets for $100, $25 apiece, or you can get a fifth one in there, an extra one for nothing over there for $100. So do it. If you can afford to do it, do it. Or just buy the $25. Armed American Radio listeners have won two of these last four, so you got a pretty good shot over there, pun intended, and it sure would be great to announce you on the radio if we can find out who you are if you win this. We'll tell you coming up as we get closer to the close of this thing how to do that. But nonetheless, you can visit DanielDefense.com or TheDoubleDFoundation.org. And you can find all of our great partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com, including Barrel Buddy, PT Ammo, Waft down there in Claremont, that scenario-based training, Goat Guns. Pick up your Goat Guns if you're a first-time buyer. Use the AAR promo code, take 10% off right off the cuff. And America's Firearms Marketplace, armslist.com. And don't forget the Barrel Buddies, Crossbreed Holsters, Patriot Mobile. They're all there for you at armedamericanradio.com, including MyPillow and the $25 extravaganza. I saw the thing on Fox last night. You can go right to mypillow.com/armedamericanradio, take advantage of the same deal, and guess what? You support the right to bear arms by using the AAR promo code and get that same deal that you see on TV. You can use the AAR promo code to duplicate what you see Mike talking about. So supporting this show every single day. On April 26th, Neil will be joining us on the broadcast because I'm not going to let him say no. I don't care what he's doing for our 15th anniversary because Neil is an OG. Neil, welcome back inside the Sig Sauer studios with me, Patriot Mobile, Mike, X Insurance, Neil McCabe. Let's keep this conversation up on the ATF, brother. This is very scary stuff because You now have an administration that is openly defying Congress, openly defying our legislative process, making rules. I go back to the bump stock in the Trump era, in his first administration. The bump stock was not about the bump stock. It was about the ATF redefining something and getting away with it. Now, that's being fought. We've got some favorable rulings in the Fifth Circuit. I do not believe the ATF is going to get away with this in the long run, but it's not stopping them in the process. So the bigger question is, after we saw what happened to that airport director with that ridiculous, deadly murder at his house with the jackbooted thugs kicking his door in with a no-knock warrant at 5:30 in the morning when he thought it was a home invasion. His family has spoken out about this now and fired. Well, the ATF got what they wanted. They fired back and killed the guy. Now it's their word against nobody because they can say whatever they want. And now, Neil, there's video from the Ring camera at the man's door of the agent coming up and putting a piece of tape to cover the camera. This is your government, ladies and gentlemen. They could have arrested the man at work, and he'd be alive today. Neil, this is scary stuff, bro. So here we are again.
He could have called his lawyer.
Sure.
He could have called his lawyer and said, hey, can you bring your client in Tuesday morning? You know, but listen, this is how it's the investigation and the process is all part of the punishment, because after you're found not guilty, right, you can't sue the government for court costs, right? So you're out $100,000, $500,000, right?
You're bankrupt.
Your job, maybe your family will stick around. Maybe your wife will stick around. Maybe she won't, because that's not what she signed up for.
No. No, and here's what makes this worse, ladies and gentlemen. This is where this ties together. We'll talk with Ryan Petty in the next hour about this, too. Parkland Dad, but Ryan is also an FFL. And it's going to be a major topic of discussion in the next hour. But, Neil, what the ATF did to the executive airport director out there in Arkansas is exactly what this rule is about. They claimed he was selling firearms without a license. Okay. Guess what? Private sales are not illegal. ATF doesn't like it. And this is what happens. Lee the Gunwriter Williams has a piece up today. How many more people? Who's going to die next, ladies and gentlemen? Who's going to die next? Now, Neil, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but I'm going to ask it because I have to. What does that say about the individual agents who are now working at this agency that clearly know they're working for a weaponized agency that murdered a man? They have to know. They have to know. What does it say about those people who could go, if they're honest, decent law enforcement officers, could easily work for any department in the country that is screaming for experienced, decent, hardworking law enforcement assistants? You can go to Florida and they'll give you thousands of dollars in bonuses in some of these departments. What does it say about those agents that continue to that put tape up on this guy's Ring camera because they don't want to be seen? By the way, all of these agents are supposed to be carrying body cam footage. Where's that footage? What does it say about that individual that continues to work for the ATF knowing what's happening there, Neil?
Now, there's a new generation of law enforcement officers, unfortunately, especially on the federal side. And these people are all into the jackboots, and they are all in on basically going after the lunatics. They see everyone as a criminal, as a lunatic, as an insurrectionist, and it's any means necessary. So, you know, covering up the security camera, of course. Listen, there is no better way to assassinate someone legally in this country than to call in a red flag violation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy, because they show up with the no-knock, right? 5 in the morning, the guy makes furtive movements, and he is dead. It's like, and I have no idea why you wanted him dead, but the government, it's almost like a contract where you can hire the government to kill people for you. You just call in a red flag on them. It's a horrible situation. The Republican Party supposedly controls Congress, or at least the House of Representatives. It's supposed to be a 50-50 split in the Senate right now. You know, obviously the vice president has a deciding vote. I just don't understand. I just don't understand why people are not moving on this stuff, because the Biden administration is behaving without fear. And this is one of my themes, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see that people are not flinching and they have no fear, that's a problem, because they know what we don't know, right? We still think we live in a democracy. We still think that the government is like the servant of the people. No. That's not the game. That's not how the game is played anymore.
When you have a government that is acting without fear, that is acting with impunity, doing what it wants, redefining the rules of the game, skirting the laws and the process, our lawmaking process, ignoring Supreme Court rulings, Neil, that is the definition of tyranny. That is the definition of tyranny. Absolutely is. Neil McCabe, thank you for being here. Tell people where they can read you and all that cool stuff real quick before we close out the hour.
Please enjoy my articles at redstate.com.
Redstate.com. I just wanted to hear you say it. I could have said it, but I chose to hear you say it. Redstate.com. Neil McCabe, we love you. Looking forward to having you back on the program on Sunday's MonsterCast. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues in the next hour with Ryan Petty, Parkland Father. We will be talking about the happy ending story and this latest outreach and outburst from a weaponized ATF with Ryan. It'll be a provocative conversation. You don't want to miss it. See it 6 minutes after. Enjoy your break. We'll be back on the flip side. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.